You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It's Terry Stacy along with Candace Preston from Joy's House. And our thanks to American Senior Communities for their support, ASCSeniorCare.com. Listen, if you're caring for a senior right now, ask them if there's still one or two things left on their bucket list. And in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you might be able to help get that wish granted. And we want you to just settle in now because we really have just a wonderful story for you. On Sunday, July 5th, Fred Wessels, a resident at Brownsburg Meadows, enjoyed a night with his friends and family at an Indianapolis Indians game. And this was something that Fred had on his bucket list, a night at the ballpark. And joining us now is Sunny Fleshman. She is with the Twilight Wish Foundation, along with Tanya Piercy, the Activities Director at Brownsburg Meadows, an American Senior Community. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hi.
We're glad to have you with us. Tanya, tell us about Fred.
Oh, Fred's a character. We love him at Brownsburg Meadows for sure.
Yeah.
He has a touch of dementia, so when we realized his love for baseball, just actually on a fluke thing, when Rowdy from the Indianapolis Indians came to our facility to give a Valentine's Day gift. They have a program there at the Indians where he comes out to give Valentine's packages to one of our nurses. Fred was sitting outside my office and perked right up, and he was like, "Hey, Rowdy." I mean, he recognized him right off. Yeah, so that sparked a conversation between Fred and I about his love for baseball and opened up a flood of memories about how he used to be a catcher, and he showed me his pinkies and his pinkies are crooked from catching in baseball. Yeah, so he was explaining to me how that happened.
Was he a coach?
He was a catcher, and then he coached Little League. Yeah, he coached his kids in Little League when they were growing up. So baseball's been a part of his life, and I never knew that until Rowdy came and sparked that conversation in him. So from there, we went running.
From there, you went running.
Yeah.
Along comes the Twilight Wish Foundation, which is just awesome and just kind of starting up here locally. It's a national organization, but here locally, it's just starting to rise its... What's the word? It's starting to show some... What am I looking for? It's
progress.
We're doing really, there we go.
Wish granting.
Because of Sunny Fleshman and a host of others that are trying to help seniors and their wishes come true. And well, you fell in love with Fred too, didn't you, Sunny?
Oh, absolutely.
And this was the first wish granted, correct?
It was with the American Senior Community sponsorship, and it was incredible. So
how did Fred react? I'll ask Tanya when you found out he was going to get a wish granted and have a boys' night at the game.
He was excited. He kept talking about the popcorn. Of course, he wanted the popcorn. And he got that plus a lot more. I'll tell you, he ate like a king that night. But yeah, he was excited about going. And every day for probably a month, I would come in and I would always start out, you know, take me out to the ball game. And he would finish singing that with me.
Aww,
so it was fun.
What was the night like, guys?
It was awesome. Yeah, we arrived there. Fred had his family there. He had his grandkids. His great-granddaughter was there, his daughter and his son-in-law.
Wow.
And then he took some of his friends from the community that we have there, and they had a blast. They really did. We got to sit in the mayor's suites.
Nice.
And,
that's very cool.
Yeah, that was really great seats, and they enjoyed it. And like I said, the food. And then, of course, the announcers at the game mentioned Fred, so we had the TV on in the suite, and he got to hear his name be on the TV, and he thought that was pretty cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a
night
for him.
Are there pictures?
I do have pictures.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We
Sunny,
have lots of pictures.
Will you be sure to share them on the Caregiver Crossing Facebook page?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I think that what we have found great about this organization is that seniors, just tell us what you want, and this community will come together to make things happen. Look, you got the mayor's suite, you had the announcers, you had Rowdy delivery. I mean, the whole thing. There are some great businesses and organizations in our town, like the Indians and like the Pacers and the Colts, that all you have to do is we just have to ask, and they're ready to jump in and support Twilight Wish Foundation. How's it going, Sunny?
It's going well. I mean, it's just been amazing being able to work with Tanya on this wish. I think one of the struggles that our organization has had is finding wishes. And thanks to wonderful people like Tanya, who really get to know their residents, we are able to grant these wishes. I mean, Tanya's been granting wishes long before Twilight Wish came along. So I'm just grateful for her partnership and for American Senior Community sponsorship of this entire program. So,
Sunny, what is a wish? Can a wish be an event or an item needed in the house? Or what? Tell us what the range of wishes
is. It can be absolutely anything, from simple needs like a wheelchair, stove, or you want to get your hair cut or nails done, all the way to a baseball game, just like we did for Fred, or maybe a family reunion. The sky's the limit, and we really just want to make those dreams happen.
A family reunion, that's a good idea. What are you working on right now? I know another wish has come through.
It has. We are working on a wish for a gentleman in Terre Haute for appliances, and we also have one in the works for a Colts game later in the season, so we're really excited about that.
Okay.
And I may have one in mind also. Let's talk more.
Okay, here. Definitely.
You mean for your own wish? You can't do that, Candace. Just pull her aside and say, you know what, hey, look.
I want to go to Bermuda.
I'm 30. I'd like to go on a shopping spree in Bermuda. No, you have to wait your turn. What are the requirements, Sunny?
You're either 65 or older or a resident of a nursing facility. And just we would like you to fill out an application telling us about how you gave back to the community. And that's basically it. Our information is available on American Senior Community's website with the direct link to the application there.
So. Okay.
That
All
website right. is ascseniorcare.com. Just so you can...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I always like to attach an org. And there's ascseniorcare.com.
Yes, ma'am. There's a Twilight Wish tab over in the upper right, lower right-hand corner.
Okay. All right. Listen, it really is phenomenal, and we're trying our best to get this up and running and trying to grant wishes every month if we can. But as Sunny said, it's the wishes we're looking for. We're actually looking for those that have a wish. So if you've got a senior in your life, 65 and older, or in a retirement community of some sort, please let Sunny know, and we will start working on those wishes right away. Tanya Piercy, the Activities Director at Brownsburg Meadows, how fun is your job?
It's awesome. I wake up every day and can't wait to get to work. And I'm not making that up. It really is. It's so rewarding. It's my dream job.
It's your dream job. How long have you been doing it?
I've been in activities for 3 years.
Good for you. Yeah. And activities mean just that? Are you doing bowling?
Oh, yeah, we bowl. We bowl. We go to the zoo.
Oh, I love the zoo part.
I have a group of residents at the Hendricks County Fair today. So we have fun.
I think that's cool. All right. And where is, by the way, Brownsburg Meadows? Where is it located in Brownsburg? Is it right in town?
It's right in town. It's 2 East Tilden Drive in Brownsburg, right on the corner of Tilden and 267.
Okay. Do you have anybody over at Brownsburg Meadows besides Fred that would like a wish granted?
I actually do. The Colts game that we were speaking of is one of my residents that we're working on right now.
Okay. So. All right. Keep them coming, ladies and gentlemen. Keep them coming. We need them. Tanya Piercy, Activities Director at Brownsburg Meadows, and Sunny Fleshman, the Twilight Wish Foundation. What anything you're looking for right now, Sunny? Any help? Do you need committees? What do you need?
I think just those wishes. Bring them in.
Okay. All right.
And also, if you are able to help grant a wish, please contact Sunny.
Definitely. Thank you, Candace.
What's your email address?
My email address is in@twilightwish.org.
in@twilightwish.org. Okay, if you'd like to get involved and help sponsor one of these, we'd love to have you be a part of it as well. All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've talked long enough. Anybody have anything left? Anything you'd like to say?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Let's wrap this up.
Then we're done. Tanya Piercy, thank you very much. Sunny Fleshman with Twilight Wish Foundation, thank you. For more information, go to ascseniorcare.com. The news is next, 93 WIBC.